and Ozarks Healthcare. And now, Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.
Hello and welcome to the West Plains Civic Center and Grizzly basketball tonight. And the Grizzlies play the second game in two evenings here at Joe Paul Evans Arena as they play the Pioneers from North Arkansas in Harrison, Arkansas. Pleasure to have you joining us on the broadcast. It is a cold night and going to get quite a bit colder from all indications. The Grizzlies won last night, 72-60. Curtis Ballou, and I think we put together three or four pretty good games in a row now.
Yeah, I agree with you, Harlan. And in those games, Grizzlies are 1-2 out of those three where they put together a string of good games. So playing well doesn't always result in wins, but it does help you get to those wins. And so looking to continue that tonight for the Grizzlies against Ozark.
Starting five for the Grizzlies tonight, and again, at the top of the list of concern is injuries, and the Grizzlies will be without now tonight in this game their two best scoring guards, Javian Downey out with a sore Achilles, and tonight Zaheem Jackson, who has just been a scoring machine here lately, he's out of the lineup with a tight knee. He banged on the floor last night, so he won't play tonight. That means opportunities for other people. That means that Sean Glass will get the start tonight for the Grizzlies, the 6'1 guard from West Monroe, Louisiana, who has really been coming on and playing well. Ergi Hunami, 6'4 guard from Canada in the starting lineup. Blaine Harris from Jackson over to Gerardo. He's in the starting lineup at 6'5. Lionel Kamwimba, postman from the Congo. Ryan Richardson, Hollywood, Florida, is at the other guard. Sean Glass is going to have a really, really, really good game tonight.
Yeah, he's going to have to be at the top because he's our best scoring threat, although Ergy was the top scorer last night and showed that he could do it as well with 17, and Ryan Richardson was productive last night from the three-point line. And as you said, others will be getting opportunities as well, so I expect to see Jake Sage get hot from the three-point line, and Jonathan White gets some more minutes as well.
Be very important for Sean Glass to not get into early foul trouble. Here we go. Tip one by the Grizzlies. The starting five for North Ark will be Nikylan Starks, Nicholas Huff, Drew Akins, Jackson Berry, who is a real good player, and David Johnson. That's their five. Bounce pass right baseline. Grizzlies on offense. Richardson backed it down. Has it slapped away, picked back up by Ergy. 12 on the shot clock. Sean Glass will set the offense out front. He's got a bigger player on him. Screen to the left, goes that way, keeps it on the floor. Inside out, left point, three ball by Richardson. Good at the horn.
That's a good start for Richardson and the Grizzlies, and he's continuing his streak from last night.
At the point, Nikylan starts. Left elbow, gets open, pulls up and shoots for two, and it's good. Nikylan Starks, a freshman who is a very good point guard. Left side, Ergy Hanami with it. He'll dribble out, now gets it. Deshaun Glass goes right around it. Nope, goes the other way. Cuts down the lane, lost it. Tip back to Ergy in the corner. 8 on the shot clock. Ryan Richardson. Down the key, all the way, right-hand layup off the board, too strong, rebound Kamwimba to the point, Blaine Harris, he fires a three, that won't go down, and the rebound, pulled down by Nicholas Huff, back come North Ark, they're on the run, they like to play fast, at the right point, Huff out front, near steal, now they'll kick it over on the right point, here's Huff for three, and that's good.
Not bad defense there by the Grizzlies with the almost steal, but once you, if you don't get that, you have to get back quickly.
On nights when North Ark is really playing well, they can play with about anybody. They showed Southeast Iowa that. Southeast only beat them by 4, and they are really good. Here's Sean Glass on the left side. Pull up from 15. Good on the left side of the key.
Good tough shot by Glass there with a hand in his face.
And now at the other end, they push it down quickly, and a foul is going to be called again after the shot was missed, and the official, Jonathan Huskerson, blew his whistle after the play had already happened.
And the rebound was gained by the Grizzlies. And, of course, that foul on number 20, Blaine Harris. He just seems to...
You think he's being victimized here this week?
I mean, it sure seems like bad luck, at least for him.
First free throw for Nicholas Huff is good. This is a primarily freshman roster that North Ark has, and they've got some pieces. They get a little help going into next year. They're not going to be any fun to play. They're not much right now. Richardson at midcourt. Up ahead, blast, left baseline. Kimwemba dribbles it out, back out, goes to Urji Hanami. Urji goes right, puts it down the deck hard, goes up for the shot, no good. Lionel rebounds, though, around the horn it goes. Left wing, three ball, glass is no good. And he'll go out of bounds, last touch by the Grizzlies. Well, didn't get the basket, didn't get the rebound, but we're moving hard.
Yeah, it was an open look, so you can't be mad at that. They're not all going to fall.
Starks has it on the right wing, picked up by Sean Glass. Both teams straight, playing the man-to-man now on the left side. They'll move it that way with Trey Pulper. To the point, to the right side. High screen, curling over the top, down the key. They'll dish it off, lay up Huff. He missed an easy one, and the ball is on the deck. No one has it yet. Now it's going to be Grizzly basketball. They call timeout. Lionel Kimwemba comes up with the loose ball. 16:58 to go. And we're in the first half, and the Grizzlies trail North Ark by 2, 7-5. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, one surprise in the game so far is the fact that we have not seen 23 in the ball game yet. Jackson Berry, who is a 6'8" freshman and is a flat-out terror. But he's not been in yet. Here's a pass inside. Urshi with the drive, no good. Missed the shot too strong on the right side of the rim. Starks up the floor on the right, lobs it across court. They'll get it to David Johnson. He gets in, cut off by Harris. Left corner, here's an open shot for a three, and that's good. That bucket by Isaac Porter makes it 10-5. Touch pass around the horn, hook pass to the point. Richardson up fake, takes it all the way in, leans in, gets it blocked, got it back, put it up, no good, got fouled. He'll shoot two, put 16-11 to go here in the first half.
Good to see the Grizzlies still being aggressive, even though it's not JV nor Jaheim. Good to see them taking it to the bucket and getting some fouls.
First foul of the ball game, David Johnson. First foul against North Ark, anyway. Blaine Harris has one for the Grizzlies. First free throw is off the back iron. No good. One more try for Ryan Richardson, who was hot last night. From the three-point line. Here's this next free throw. That's no good. Tipped out. Taken by Starks. Here comes North Ark up the floor quickly. At the point, Huff, another long three. That's way off the mark. And rebounded by Sean Glass. Grizzlies looking up the floor. North Ark gets back on defense. Glass, turnaround, follow-away, jump shot. No good. Tipped over. Good play by Lionel. Gets it to Harris. Now at the point, Richardson. Skip pass, right corner. Deep shot for a three by Blaine, no good. Rebound. Here's a put back up and in by Sean Glass.
Good job there to get an offensive board and a put back.
10-7 ball game. Pioneers with the ball. And a backcourt violation coming up. A pass back to Starks. from Isaac Porter went over the timeline, and nothing they could do about that except touch it and take the turnover.
And the Coach Hunter must have heard you, Harlan, because Jackson Berry is now into the game for the Pioneers, and shocked that I didn't notice that he didn't start.
He may needed to pay penance for something or whatever, but he's out there now, and he's their best player. Left baseline, Hanami, baseline back to the left corner. Three by Richardson is way off the mark. Starts with a rebound. Johnson up the floor will hand to Starks, get the screen. Bounce pass in, bad pass, thrown away, nobody touched it. So, Kelly Hunt, point the other way. That's the Grizzlies' way. North Ark with another turnover. 10-7, a three away from a tie here in the early going. Grizzlies with the ball. Urgy on the baseline to Kamwimba. Now Sean Glass over to Richardson. Inside, good pass, shot up by Urgy. No good. He got fouled, though. It'll be two shots. The foul will be called against Porter. That'll be his first. In the act of shooting, Urgy Hunami will be the free throw shooter for the Grizzlies. Just underway, about 5 minutes in. Jaden Roach coming in for the Grizzlies. Jonathan White coming in. Free throw is good by Urgy.
White is in for Glass, and Roach is in for Kamwimba.
Sean is going to play a lot of minutes tonight, so he'll be getting probably some short breaks. Next free throw, good. Urgy Hunami has a pair, and the Grizzlies down by one, 10-9. Starts to the left side to Johnson. They look in for Berry. He's being guarded by Jonathan White, and that's a bad mismatch for the Grizzlies. Lob it over the top, bad pass. They tried to force it in, and it's stolen by Richardson. Takes it left side to the left corner. Blaine Harris puts it on the deck. Pull up, 12-foot jump shot, rims off the back iron, and a late whistle and an over-the-back foul on Jaden Roach for the Grizzlies, going for the rebound.
A call we don't see very often.
Like?
Ever.
Never. But must be the weekend for it. Saw a three-second call the other day. How about that? At the right point. Pull-up shot. Quick three ball is in and out, and the rebound tipped across, picked up by the Grizzlies, and Blaine Harris has it. Left wing gives it back to Richardson. Down low block. There's Jaden Roach. He turns to the middle, leans in, shoots. Body contact, missed everything. And Johnson back the other way. To Northark at the point. Put it on the floor. Take it all the way in. Left hand off the glass. No good. Rebound put back by Jackson Berry is no good. And you're not going to take it away from Jaden Roach as he gets it for the Grizzlies. And here we come the other way. Down by one. Jonathan White with a three at the right point. Good. Jonathan White from downtown. I believe the Grizzlies made 10 threes last night. That was their second of this ball game. Baseline cut off. We'll have a foul call. Holding foul on Urgy Hunami. And that'll be Urgy's first foul. Team foul number three on the Grizzlies.
Sean Glass quickly back into the game for the Grizzlies for Ryan Richardson, and Jake Stage will make his way in for a court for Urgy.
That was a very short rest. Lob on the inbound pass. Huff has it in the lane. Lob it over the top to Berry, and it goes up inside and scores. Jackson Berry is a horrible matchup for anyone we have. And most teams he plays against. Down the key, White with a teardrop floater. Rims off the side of the left side of the rim. Picked up by Johnson up the left sideline now. Far side, Berry stepped through, kick it to the far left corner. Got a three open, no good. Weak side rebound taken by Jonathan White. Grizzlies tied at 12 with the basketball. Sean Glass, crossover, mean move, kicks it left corner, left wing. Sage has it, curls down the lane, kicks it to the far corner. Good movement defensively. Now the point of three. Good by Jake Sage.
And we've needed to see that from him.
15-12. Jake has a cheering section down here. Here's Barry. He goes up inside and gets it to go with a soft touch from about 8 feet. Jackson Barry quickly has four. 15-14. Now, Sean Glass with a three. No good. Ball will go far to the corner and chased down by Huff. Northart gets control. Up the right side to Johnson. And a whistle. And a foul's going to be called on the Grizzlies, and that'll be on Blaine Harris.
He's got the matchup with Barry, so that's going to be tough to find who we can match up with him.
They're going to have to get someone else on him. If they leave Blaine guarding Jackson Barry, Blaine will foul out before the next media timeout. Here's the lob on the inbound play. Barry has it slapped away by Whitaker. Grizzlies come back. 3-on-2. All the way to the hole. Right-hand layup. No good. Put back. Dunk attempt is missed by Kamwimba. Saved, though, by Jake Sage. In the right corner now. Crossover to the point. Jake from way out again. Good again!
And he's been struggling a little bit from the three-point line, but so far so good tonight.
Our bench has made three threes here in the first half. 11:20 to go. 18-14 Grizzlies. Right baseline. They'll hold up there, get the ball over to Starks. He drives across the lane, left hand shot blocked away by Kamwimba. Back up the other way quickly. Hanging shot good by Jake Sage, and Jake has 8 points in about a minute.
That's what you need from your bench, and we've missed that from Jake so far this season.
An explosion by the Kickapoo Chief. Jake Sage and Jared Faye welcomes his team back to the bench. Pleased with this. And this will be a full timeout. With 11:04 to go in the first half, Grizzlies 20 and the Pioneers 14. Back in a minute on KDY.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
11:04 to go in the first half from the Joe Paul Evans Arena. Grizzly basketball tonight. If the Grizzlies could win this evening, they'd be 5-6. Northark is 5-5 on the year, coached by the resplendent Jordan Hunter on the far sideline. Boy, can clean up pretty good. Left side, Jackson Barry puts it on the floor, goes in, off the glass, over Whitaker, good. Jackson Berry's got six. 20-16. Johnson White out front. Jake Sage thought about it, passed it up. Now, here's White with a three on the left side. Barely drew iron. Loose basketball will be picked up by Nikhailan Starks. Now, up the right side. Beck Morrow in the ball game now for Northart. Left side Starks from way outside. That's way off the mark. Rebound by Jonathan White. Grizzlies back with a four-point lead as we approach the media timeout at the next whistle. Riley Whitaker to the high post. Left elbow, pull-up shot around the rim. No good, and off by Sean Glass. And Jackson Barry with a rebound. Handling the ball, Drew Akins. Freshman guard on the right side, Huff. Well, and Akins nearly traveled, goes up and under. Left-hand layup is no good. And the rebound, Barry tried to bounce it off of Sean Glass. It's loose on the floor, and Sean comes up with it, and we get a whistle, and we get the jump ball call, and that means alternating possession goes to Northart. Should be media timeout. Ethan Smith will check in for the Grizzlies when this game continues. It's been the Jake Sage show here in the first half as he came off the bench, quickly scored 8 points, and the Grizzlies lead by 4, 20-16, back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Ball Savings event.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
20-16 is this game between North Arkansas and MSU West Plains continues. 4-point lead for the Grizzlies. Akins out front for North Ark. To the left corner, Starks has it. Bounce pass, low block. Backing down is Huff. Turns, faces, shoots, good, foul, and the basket will count. Again, that's another bad matchup. Huff stands 6'8", and Riley Whitaker doesn't. I think Riley's listed at 6'2", maybe.
6'2", 6'3", somewhere in there.
6'3" on the program. The bucket plus one. Free throw, back iron, no good, and Ethan Smith gets thrown to the floor on a tie-up, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Pressure in the backcourt. Grizzlies up by 2. And after hurry, they get it across with White. Double-teamed at the timeline. And we'll get a foul call. The foul goes against Latravian Lowe. He hasn't been out there long. We'll get a sub here. Urgy comes in for Riley Whitaker. So we'll see if Urgy ends up guarding Jackson Berry. That's a hard matchup, even for Urgy. Jonathan White, left wing. Gets by his guy. Boy, he is quick. And a whistle. And Kelly Hunt blows it down and stops play.
That'll be Trey Fulford's first foul.
Little hand check. We're getting closer to the bonus. 9:13 to go. Grizzly ball in the front court. Ethan Smith will throw it in, and he does. Jonathan White has it. Right wing, Urgy, jab step, takes it in, hangs, shoots, no good, got fouled. And he'll shoot two.
And that might be on Pulford, his second quick foul. And it is. 5 team fouls for both teams.
Urgy has the unique ability to be able to jump well enough and contort his body and hang in the air to draw contact, and he does that a lot. Free throw here is good.
Last night, he went up for a rebound, and it looked like he was just floating for a bit. Quite impressive.
Define the laws of gravity. Urgy Unami with one more free throw. 3-point game. Make it a 4-point game. Back the other way quickly. David Johnson back on the right wing. Catch and shoot for Akins for 3, and it's good. Okay, I get it. These folks down here are from Springfield, aren't they? All right. 3 ball for Drew Akins. And it's 22-21. Grizzlies by 1. Richardson. Urgy puts it on the floor, dribbles down, whistle, travel with the basketball. Feet slid as he tried to stop. I've got that as our first turnover.
That seems right in my book as well.
8:30 and counting in the first half, 22-21, Grizzlies back to the man-to-man defense. They lob it way over the top. Ethan Smith tips the ball away, and they're going to call Ethan, evidently, for holding inside as they tried to lob the ball to Latravian Lowe. Inbound, low block right side. Put up the shot, no good. Late call, foul on the shot. And two shots now for the Pioneers with 8:23 to go in the half.
And that's going to be Ethan's second foul quickly, but I didn't see him do anything there besides staying there. So
first free throw is good. Tie game at 22. Isaac Porter. Next try, good. 23-22. Full court pressure now by Northart. They get it in the backcourt with Sean Glass. Quick pass back to Richardson. Bounce it up the floor, and now Grizzlies set up in the key. Glass back outside, up fake by Sage. Jake kicks it across on the left low block. Jab step, Glass goes up with the shot, lost it on the way, still got the shot away, ball lost out of bounds, and it's going to be a late foul call on Jake Sage. Now, Kelly Hunt called that foul on Jake after the ball was out of bounds, after the play was over, but after he saw that there was contact by Jake on the back of the Northart guy, and it went off the Northart guy, then Kelly blew the whistle and called a foul. No?
No, you're correct. I'm just questionable in my opinion. My humble opinion.
Why was it a foul just after you figured out who it was off of?
I know. We've had a lot of late calls lately.
Akins makes the first free throw. He makes the second free throw. I think that was the first foul on Jake Sage. 25-22, and Northark has come back to get the lead. They're up by three. Richardson, long up the sideline. Jake, ball fake, steps into an open three. It's no good, and the ball will come off to Jackson Berry for Northark. Cross court, Johnson. They look down the floor, and the ball is caught, and he stepped out of bounds. That was low ahead of the play, but the pass was too far. So the Grizzlies trying to find some points here. We've been stuck on 22 for a little while. Ryan shoots a three from the point. No good. That was from way out, and the rebound controlled by the red-clad Northark Pioneers. Akins on the left side to the right point. Pull-up shot. Three is good.
That's a deep three as well.
Fulford with his first basket. Front court left side. Jake Sage, another three look, and that's no good. And Akins gets the board. 28-22. Down the key. Berry has slapped away and stolen. Grizzlies get a steal. Hergy comes back. Puts it on the floor all the way. High off the board. And good. Hergy Hanami is down on the deck and holding a knee.
He tripped over two Northark guys that were on the ground. Let's hope that's just a little bit of a contusion and nothing more.
So, Gary Elrod will come back. He's all right. Well, it's easy for me to say. He's standing up. He is walking. Now he's jogging. He's going to jog it up.
Yeah, he's got a little gimp in his step, but he'll be all right.
A timeout on the floor, more than likely. Although, nope. No timeout as we go back to play. A lot of the time when something like that happens and you feel a little something give way in your knee, the first thought is, oh, no.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not necessarily the case. Inbound play. North Ark has it stolen by Richardson. Ryan crosses over, gets in the lane, leans in. Up and under layup is good.
Nice aggressiveness there by Richardson for the steal and then for the bucket.
He has 5 points, 28-26. Out front on the right wing. Top of the circle, curling over the top. Folker back out to the left corner. Johnson, left point. Here's Barry with a three. No good, but the rebound pulled down inside. Shot up, blocked from behind by Smith. Still fought for, tipped in the air, picked up by Barry. He goes up. He missed it. He got it again. He got fouled from behind. He'll shoot two with 5:51 to go.
I think that foul will be on Glass. Hopefully his first, and it is.
Number one on Sean. Jackson Berry will go to the line. First free throw of the game is good. He's got 7 points. If Jackson Berry is a qualifier, grade-wise, I would be very surprised to see him on the North Ark roster next year. This kid is going to be a really special talent. Just a freshman. Free throw, next try, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kimwimba. Long up the floor, Jake Sage. Cuts inside, pulls up, 10-foot jumper, good. Jake Sage connects. Jake has 10 points off the bench. 29-28 North Ark. 5.5 to go in the half. Three ball right corner, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass gets his second board of the night. I'm keeping track tonight. Lob inside, Kimwimba had it, lost it. And now we get a tie up, and that will be North Ark basketball. They tried to jerk the ball out of Lionel's hands. That didn't work.
They must have called it out on North Ark because it's West Plains ball.
Oh, so no jump ball. Oh, that's good. So Jake Sage will throw it in for the Grizzlies. Backdoor pass, stolen. Johnson comes away with it. Right side, Pulford. Moves over, shoots a three. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Sean Glass with his third board of the night. Richardson goes baseline, wraparound, corner. Jake with a three, good! Boy, he's got it locked in now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Beautiful thing to see.
13 off the bench for Jake Sage. Grizzlies now up by 31-29. Low block, Barry turns, off the board, high and good.
Well, he had a mismatch there with Glass guarding him, even though Glass is a good defensive guard, and you're giving up some height. Hard to make it work.
Barry likes to use that backboard on that shot, and he used it there. Grizzly basketball with 15 on the shot clock. Jake, right elbow, pull-up jumper, too hard. Rebound long, though, and it's picked up by Richardson. Back out to the point. Riley's got a three. Look, and it's good! Six threes in this first half for the Grizzlies. They lead it by three, 34-31. Grizzlies go back to a zone here. Trying to help out on Barry inside. He comes out to the perimeter on the right wing, though. And he can shoot the basketball. We have a whistle and a holding foul call on the Grizzlies.
Thinking that'll be on Riley. And it is Riley Whitaker, his second foul.
That will put the free throw shooter, Nicholas Huff. He's two out of three today. Jonathan White getting ready to check in here in a sec. 6'8", Nicholas Huff, free throw good. Jonathan White checks in. Urgy comes back in. He's a quick healer.
good thing to see there. Young, strong, and healthy. A lot of advantages to that. Especially the young part. Next free throw, good. Isaac Porter is back in the ball game for North Ark. They reside in Harrison, Arkansas. They have a very nice campus. Sean Glass in the backcourt for the Grizzlies on the bounce. Across the court, Ryan Richardson moves it across. Basically tonight, it's been Sean Glass and Ryan Richardson at the guard. Down the key, Hanami drives in, puts it off the board, no good. Lionel Kamwimba gets a rebound, kicks it out to the corner. Three ball by Glass is no good. Rebound tipped away, put up by Kamwimba, and the ball goes out of bounds. Lionel is looking for a foul as he got hacked over the back there. But it'll be off North Park, Grizzly ball. They'll have 20 on the shot clock.
They're selective on the over the back. And you usually have the benefit of the doubt at home, but 10 fouls on West Plains and 5 for North Park. Not going that way tonight.
Back to play on the inbound play. Hanami out to the point to the left corner. Richardson forces up a three, no good. And the rebound taken by Pulford, and back will come North Ark with the ball at midcourt. Left side, Johnson gets it on the baseline. They'll spin to the middle, to the point. Shot for three by Pulford is good. He's made a pair of threes off the bench tonight. It's back to a two-point lead for North Ark. Left wing, White passed one up. Now Ergy on the baseline has it slapped away. Out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies as Isaac Porter, Dole, we got a hand on it. Jared Fay is not aware, evidently, that the political season is over. He is politicking. One of our officials here tonight. Lob pass on the inbound, caught by Ergy. And now the ball is loose and turned over. Johnson up the right sideline. Far corner. Good ball movement. Three ball is good. Isaac Porter. So the third Grizzly turnover leads directly to a bucket at the other end. Left wing, Jonathan White with a three. No good. Rebound, Ryan Richardson. Good hustle to the basketball there. Far side, Glass. Three is up off the back iron, and that's no good. Taken away by Latravian Lowe. Front court, free throw line, down the key, all the way. Porter puts it up, no good. Rebound, though. It's fought for. Put back up, and good. Isaac Porter. 9 off the bench. 41-34 with a minute 40 to go. In the right corner, Hanami. Lob over the top to White. Nobody moving into the lane here. Here's a three by White, left wing, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by North Ark. And Grizzly basketball. Right in front of the North Ark bench, they all thought the Grizzlies touched it last. I saw it from up here, and I knew it was off them.
Yeah, I have my glasses on.
I saw it, too.
Jake Sage into the game for Glass for the Grizzlies.
Ryan Lobb out front. 20 on the shot clock. Jonathan White down the key. Knocked away and stolen. These guards are pretty quick with their hands from North Ark. Here's a ball lost coming up the other way. They're going to say his last touch by North Ark. We've had three of our four turnovers here in the last 2 minutes. Ryan Richardson will dribble to the middle, to the left wing, Jonathan White. Three ball, right wing, Jake, in and out. Loose on the floor, picked up by White. Spins to the middle, hangs and shoots off the rim, no good. Got his own board, bounces once, goes up, good! Foul in the play, and the basket will count. And the Grizzlies could cut this to two with 50 seconds to go in the half. Jonathan White with 5 off the bench tonight.
That's the second foul on Latravion Lowe for North Ark.
You know, they've got three interchangeable parts, kind of. Well, two anyway. First three, the only free throw is good for Jonathan White. He has six off the bench. And now a whistle. And Jake Sage may be a bleeding. So he has to come out. So Carrie Elrod will get a couple of gauze pads. She's got the antiseptic spray. She's ready to go. And there goes Jake to the training table. 44 seconds left, 23 on the shot clock. North Ark starts at the point to the left corner. Johnson outside to the right point. Pulford puts it on the floor, dribbles down, shoots a hanger off the rim, no good. Rebound, Johnson White. Crosses over, gets it front court, left corner. Ergy, up fake, back out it goes. Down the key, White, open, 10-foot jump shot, back iron won't go. Tipped out by Kumwimba, and Lionel will get called for the foul over the back. Wouldn't be surprised if Lionel was under the impression that that's not a foul, but that's his first.
I mean, he has no reason to think it would be a foul. You know, in most cases, or at least in my case, for, you know, officials and things, you just wanted to, if they're going to call something, you want it to be both ways.
Right.
Be consistent. And not sure that's happening tonight.
Free throw is good. Isaac Porter. Both teams have had significant contributions off their bench tonight. And the next one is good. 43-37. So it's Ryan Richardson inbounding the ball to Sean Glass, Jake Sage, Lionel Kumwimba, and Ergy Hanami. To the point. Up fake, into the paint. Here's a drive, shot blocked, and it'll be two shots for Jake Sage. Nobody wants to ever get their shot blocked, but most of the time, if you'll just kind of take it, you'll get bailed out. That wasn't a bailout. That was a foul. Foul's on Jackson Berry, his first. Jake Sage, free throw, good. Jalen Heisen. From Trinidad Tobago will come in the lineup. 6'8" and pure athlete. And the next try is good. Jake Sage hits a pair. Good first half for Jake. 4-point game, 43-39. Quickly, Barrett shoots at the horn. In and out. No good. At the end of the first half. Pretty entertaining half of basketball. Both teams getting up and down the floor. Total of 82 points scored. And at the half, it's North Ark with four more than the Grizzlies, 43-39. Grizzly halftime is here, and we'll get to the halftime scoring. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Ball Savings event.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
At halftime at the West Plains Civic Center tonight, I was surprised to see it was 41 degrees about the time we got started tonight, because I was convinced it was much colder than that. Lodenites should get down, I think, in the teens. You can just kind of feel it hanging in the air. 43-39, halftime score, Grizzlies trailed by four at the break, and this has been pretty much a dead-even game. Both teams have had leads of 8 points, but have seen things regress back and into a tighter basketball game, which it is right now. The Grizzlies play this game tonight again without the benefit of services from JV and Downey and Zaheem Jackson, two of our leading scorers, not able to play in this ball game. Because of, well, in Javian's case, it's more precautionary because he has a sore Achilles. And after tonight's game, he'll have some time to stay off that and get it healed up maybe by next weekend. Meanwhile, Zaheem Jackson played last night and played very well. He had 12 points. Didn't play much in the second half. He had a tight knee. And so he is out of service for a while. But even with that, the Grizzlies only down four. Jake Sage had 15 points in the first half. He was fantastic. Knocked in three threes in the process of scoring those 15 points. 6 points for Jonathan White. 6 points for Urji Hanami. 5 for Ryan Richardson. 4 for Sean Glass, and 3 for Riley Whitaker. North Ark's leading scorer with 12 is Isaac Porter off the bench. 9 for Jackson Berry. 9 for Nicholas Huff. 6 points by Trey Pulford. And who else? 2 points for their point guard, Nikylan Starks. And that rounds out their scoring. Pretty even game, even the statistics would suggest such. 4 turnovers each side. Both teams shooting very well at the free throw line. Grizzlies are 7 out of 9. And North Ark is 11 out of 13 from the free throw line. And as far as the distance shooting is concerned, both teams have made a half a dozen three-point shots. Halftime, Grizzly halftime, 43-39, and a timeout. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Halftime score in a good game, 43-39. The Grizzlies trail by four against North Arkansas College. And we're about, probably about 6 minutes from the second half tipping off here. North Ark is a Division II team. But anymore, the distinction between Division I and Division II ain't that much, or it's certainly not what it used to be. 5-5 coming into tonight. The Pioneers scoring 81 points a game. And you look at their numbers, and again, very, very similar to what the Grizzlies have experienced. Three-point shooting, they're shooting 32% from the three-point line. Now, their field goal percentage overall, maybe a little higher than ours, 42%, but they struggle at the free throw line normally, 60% as a team, and tonight they're 11 out of 13, so that figures. But they share the ball very well, and we've seen enough of them already this season to know that they have a pretty solid basketball team. Now, we'll be back. Well, we're going to be back at it playing basketball next week, and it looks like that we are done as far as home games are concerned until the new year. Next week's schedule will have the Grizzlies, after this game tonight, playing at Newport, Arkansas against Arkansas State Newport. That will be next Friday. Then we have a Sunday game against Parkland College, and that'll be in St. Louis. And the only other games we have left will be December the 13th and the 14th. And those games will be played at the Harvey Childers Classic at Boonville, Mississippi. Grizzlies will play the Northwest Mississippi Community College. I think they're the Rangers. And then we'll play the Tigers, Northeast Mississippi, for the second time this season. on Saturday, December the 14th, and then we are done until January the 4th against Linkier Prep, and that'll be here. Not too far off as far as the region schedule is concerned. First region game will be here on January the 8th. At halftime, 43-39, and we'll take a three-minute break, and then second half play, be ready to start. The Grizzlies trail the Pioneers by four. Back in a moment on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Getting ready for the second half. The Grizzlies trail North Arkansas 43-39. It'll be the Pioneers basketball to start the final 20 minutes. Grizzlies start the same five that started the game. Urji Hanami, Blaine Harris, Lionel Kamwimba, Sean Glass, and Ryan Richardson. This guy started for North Ark. Nikhyler starts. Nikhyler, here's an illegal screen, and that's a foul and a turnover on North Ark. And that'll be on, I think, Nicholas Huff. You see that call more these days, but it probably still didn't get called enough. Moving screens can really get somebody hurt. Grizzlies have the ball now. Well, let's cut into this four-point lead that North Ark currently has. Richardson out to Glass at the point. Left wing, double team. Right point, Urji. Hands it off to Richardson. Dribbles over the top to the middle. Bounce pass out to Glass in the corner. Deep three for Blaine Harris, air ball. Huff has it. On the right side, Johnson dribbles in, goes in, hangs and shoots and scores. That was a hard shot. David Johnson makes his first one. And it's 45-39. We need to get off to a good start here and at least keep pace. Maybe get a little streak going. On the right side, Urgy has it. Inside, Lionel. Good catch on the low block. Back outside, Urgy. Shoots a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Blaine Harris goes up, and he got fouled from behind. How about that? That Blaine Harris came from the opposite wing across the floor to get an offensive rebound on the right side that time.
Yeah, Glass is our best rebounder, but I think Blaine is right up there just with his hustle as well on getting offensive boards.
That's two quick fouls on Nicholas Huff, their big postman. Here's the inbound play out front. Sean Glass has it. Goes to the left, now to the right. Bounce pass over to Richardson. On the right side, Glass has it. Five on the shot clock. Harris shoots a three, and it's no good. Rebound by Huff. We're not getting any penetration at all at the offensive end. Here's Starks over the top left corner. Touch pass to the point. Ball fake step through and out of bounds. Lost, but it's going to stay with North Arc. Isaac Porter lost it on the drive in. 17 on the shot clock. 18-17 on the game clock. 6-point lead for North Arc. Wide open on the inbound on the back door. Pulford was there and laid it in. Nobody within 5 feet of him. So he has 8 points off the bench. Now it's an 8-point game. Sean Glass to the right corner. Urgy goes baseline, spins inside, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two with 17:55 to go in regulation play as Kelly Hunt will name the guilty party. Urgy Hunami tonight, 4 out of 4. He has 6 points, and we need anything we can get right now on the board. First try, no good.
The guilty party on that foul was Trey Fulford, a sophomore from Willard, Missouri, and that's his third foul.
He's been pretty good for them tonight. Next one, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Blaine Harris, and it goes back to North Arc. In the front court, Starks. Picked up by Sean Glass. Backdoor cut. Great feed. And Harris or Johnson missed the lay-in. Oh, man. What a killer. Sean Glass has it. That's a shot that is made 99 out of 100 times. At the point. Here's a three. Richardson no good. Long rebound, though. And Blaine Harris gets it back to Ryan. Left side, Sean Glass puts it on the floor. Pull up, baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound, though, Lionel Kimwimba had it and lost it. Slapped away, and Johnson up the left sideline. Starks, three, left wing, good. Might be time for a timeout. Eleven-point game now. North Arc has pulled away to take that 11-point lead. 50-39, 17:04 to go. Back in a minute on KDY. Here's where not having Javian and Shaheem hurts.
Yeah.
Because they get the ball to the basket. John, Sean can, but he likes to pull up and shoot the ball a lot.
Sage has been what we needed tonight with those two out.
Hey, speaking of that, we need to get his butt back in the ball game.
Are we sure we're on a commercial break? Because I don't hear anything.
.04 to go in the ball game. There's a lot of basketball game left. But we're down 11. Down the key, spinning through the middle, shot high off the board, no good. Kumwimba puts it back up and in. Final Kumwimba. Out the other end, 50-41, 9-point game, 3-ball, no good. Ball is going to be rebounded, though. Stark back out to the point, no good. And the rebound, Lionel Kumwimba. On the left side, Jake Sage, he'll be cut off, and an arm around his neck. Isaac Porter will be called for that foul. That'll be his second. North Ark will sub in three. They'll get Jackson Berry back out there. Latravian low at the post, and as Curtis discovered, Drew Akins, guard from Springfield for North Ark, played Kickapoo, same place Jake Sage played. Passed in the middle, here's a turn shot, good by Blaine Harris. He posted up down low, made a good move. At the left point, Jackson Berry. He'll spin to the baseline. Move in. Puts it up and good. And he just pulls his way in there.
Yeah, and not much more Blaine could do, especially with two fouls.
Sage, front court. Urji Hanami. Ryan Richardson on the baseline. Grizzlies down by 9. Urji drives in. Kicks it to the far corner. Blaine back out to Jake. Behind the back dribble, steps in, driving layup, partially blocked. A lot of contact and no whistle. Jared Spade pretty upset about that. Front court, left side, Pulford with a three, no good. Rebound, chased down though, by Lowe. And Northark reset. Johnson in the lane. Dishes, Akins in the paint, puts up a little quick shot, good. Akins has 7 off the bench tonight. Back to an 11-point game, 54-43. Richardson, pick and roll, lobs it down low, and a whistle and a travel. Or will he get a foul? I thought he was going to call a travel violation.
I think they called it on Fulford. That's his fourth. No, they called it on Lowe.
That's his third foul, so they have Pulford and Lowe each with 3. Only players with any foul trouble so far. Johnson White for the Grizzlies in the game. Gets it inbounds to Urji Hanami. Urji over to Jake on the left wing. Gets it back to Urge at the right point. Pass into the middle. Hanami back outside. Sage in the corner. 3. Gets it off. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound. Blaine Harris back to the point. Johnson White back to the corner. Jake with the ball fake. Dribble in. Back to the corner to Blaine with 10 on the shot clock. There you go. Blaine wide open. 3-ball. No good. And the rebound on the weak side. The Travian low for North Ark. They're not going in like they did in the first half. And here's a whistle and an offensive foul is going to be called. Jake Sage got knocked to the floor, and he is still down on the floor. Latravian Lowe knocked him down.
And Lowe is not a small person.
And Jake is nowhere near as big a person as Latravian Lowe is, and he goes out of the ballgame with his fourth foul. So that probably means is they'll leave Jackson Berry out there the rest of the game. 54-43. Urji Hanami dribbles over. Jake has it. They weave out front, top of the circle. Hand it off to Jonathan. Jonathan White steps back. He'll shoot a three. That's way off the mark. And the rebound, Berry. Great pass up the floor. The catch, the lay-in, and it's good. Beck Morrow with his first basket. Grizzlies down 13. Urji with it. On the floor. Drives in. Lays it up. No good. Put back is no good. Jaden Roach gets it. He goes up, has it stripped away. Johnson all the way to the hole. Puts up a wild shot. No good. And Urji Hanami long up the floor. Johnson White all the way in. Puts it up high off the glass. No good. That didn't even draw iron. And now Aikens back the other way. Berry down the deck all the way. And the ball blocked out of bounds by Blaine Harris. Stops the clock at 13:06. And if this was game was a rag mop, we'd throw it away.
Yeah, we would.
A little on the ragged side. 56-43. Drew Aikens on the inbound, in the middle. Huff catches, shoots, and scores. And now it's a 15-point game. Sean Glass dribbles over. They hedge and double team. Left side way out. Jake with a three. No good. And controlled by Huff. Back come Northart. Well, 38. Here's Huff with a three from the point. No good. That ball hits the shot clock as it bounced off the rim. And so it's a dead ball. Comes back to the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith is back in. Riley Whitaker is in. Jaden Roach, Sean Glass, and Jake Sage. Well, I'll tell you this, we need someone to start making some shots. Down by 15 with 12:29 to go. Glass to the point. Ethan Smith down the lane all the way up and under shot. Won't go. Tipped out. No late whistle. Foul's going to be called against the team from Harrison. Holding foul. Late call, but a hold is called on Drew Aiken.
His first. Seventh team foul for Northart.
Isaac Porter is back to the ball game for them. 58-43, we get a timeout called. And the Grizzlies go to the bench. Looks like a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout with a score. The Grizzlies down 58-43 to Northart. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
12:20 to go with Curtis Ballou and Drew Joyce over here taking care of the live stream. The Grizzlies are down by 15 points. And it's going to take some offense. The Grizzlies in the first 7 minutes and 40 seconds of the half. Free throw no good by Jaden Roach. And we'll get a foul on the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith on the rebound.
I think that might be his third.
I believe you are correct. Inbound play in the backcourt, up the floor. Holford to the right corner, pass across. Berry goes up with shot, no good. He got undercut a little bit and falls to the floor, and he will shoot two.
And that's Ethan's fourth foul. We'll get Blaine Harris into the game after this free throw.
And the first one is good. Blaine Harris back in the game. Sean Glass at the guard spot also. Jackson, or actually Jaden Roach along with Riley Whitaker and Jake Sage. Free throw by Berry is good. Jackson Berry coming off the bench tonight has 13 points. Jake Sage out front, 60-43. And there is still 12 minutes to go in the ball game. at the point. Glass, three ball, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, off the Grizzlies. Blake Harris. Line will come Wimba back in for Jaden Roach. Cross court pass, breaking the press. Porter dishes across. Huff goes in, lays it up, no good. And Sean Glass has it up the right sideline. Here he goes, 3-on-2 break. Sean all the way, step through, layup, no good. He got fouled, and there will be a blocking foul at 11:38. And Sean Glass will be at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. McIlin Starks gets number one. Free throw try here is good. Sean Glass has 5 points tonight. You know, when you're missing Javian Downey and Zaheem Jackson, that takes about 24 points out of your lineup right there. So somebody's got to step up and make up that difference. So far tonight, Jake Sage did some of that in the first half, but we need some more. Next free throw also good, 60-45. Here's a steal. Jake Sage steps in front, takes the ball away. Blaine Harris in the corner, Riley Whitaker with a three, no good, and a foul's going to be called against North Ark. That'll be on the shooter, and it'll be three shots. So Riley Whitaker will shoot after the second foul call on David Johnson for North Park. Free throw is good. Next try, also good. 60-47. 11 and a half minutes is a long time. A lot can happen in that amount of time. Down by 13. Next try, it's good. Hat trick, Riley Whitaker. Front court, North Ark sets it all up. Grizzlies need some stops now. They've cut it down to 12. On the right side, they go to a zone, as a matter of fact. Whistle away from the ball. And that's going to be a foul on the Grizzlies, and that'll be on Riley Whitaker. This is third. Quite a few Grizzlies with three fouls. Inbound play on the left side. Akins has it slapped away from behind by Sean Glass. It will stay with North Ark. Jordan Hunter stalks the North Ark sideline and calls the play for his team here. With 10:57 to go. Jonathan Huskerson, one of our officials, talks with the North Ark coach. Inbound play, stole it away. Riley Whitaker came away with it. And a foul in the backcourt, and that's number 5 on Latravian Lowe. He just fouled out. So, holy smokes, I had no idea that North Ark is already in the double bonus.
Mm-hmm. It's been a tale of two halves foul-wise.
So Riley Whitaker, who just made three in a row, will have a chance here shooting two. Free throws are a great thing when you're behind. You can catch up and the clock doesn't move. Riley shoots two. First try, good. Well, this would make it a 10-point game again. Good. 60-50. Full court pressure now by the Grizzlies. This is different. In the back court, Starks gets it over the timeline to Johnson to Berry. Cross court, left quarter, Akins open three, good! That was a big shot. 63-50. Glass crosses over, right elbow, fall away jumper, good. John Glass has eight. 63-52. Kind of feel the pace of the game picking up a little bit here. Starks gets it over the timeline and sets the offense for North Park. Left corner, another three for Aikens. No good. Rebound, former teammate Jake Sage up the left side. Crosses over at midcourt. In the lane. Gets trapped. Gets it out. Three ball. Straight on. Sean Glass. No good. Rebound. Kamwimba had it. Lost it. Picked up by Starks. He'll feed it up ahead. Barry all the way in. Gets away. And out of bounds by Jake Sage. And that saves 2 points right there.
Great defense by Sage there on the transition.
You know something I kind of like about this team? Well, we get a timeout. 9:54 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies trying to punch back. They're down 11, 63-52. Back in a minute on KDY.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Still some time to go in the ball game. 9:54, 63-52 is the score. And coming out of the timeout, it'll be North Ark basketball under their own basket. Isn't it funny? The Macarena hadn't been around since 1993. Every time they play it here, people start doing it. It's infectious. North Ark on the inbound play. On the right side, Starks. 12 on the shot clock. That was a walk, and they finally called it travel on North Ark. I have that as the first turnover in the second half. Period. Jonathan White. Urging Hanami. Jake Sage. Hands it off to Urge. Left wing. Riley Whitaker thought about it. Drives to the baseline. Goes up with a shot. Slapped away. And North Ark comes away with it. 9:15 to play. At the point, Johnson. Over to Starks. They set their offense. Porter sets the screen. Now they'll move it back outside. Johnson, they're looking in for Huff. They get it into Huff. Goes up with the shot. No good. Rebound comes off. Urshi Hanami after the stop. Up the right side. Bounce it over to White. Baseline. Feeds it back to Kamwimba. Feeds it over. Layup good by Riley Whitaker. And Lionel comes up lame. He's had trouble with one of his ankles. And he's sitting with his back to us. I don't know if he's rubbing his knee, rubbing his ankle, what the deal is. But he's going to have to limp off the court trying to walk it off. And you never know, it could be a Charlie horse. Haven't had a Charlie horse in a long time. And I don't look forward to the next one. Up the floor, Starks all the way in, takes it to the basket. No good. He got fouled, though, on the shot. And that'll stop things at 8:35 of the second half. Jaden Roach gets his second foul. He's in some respects, this game looks a lot like a game that you play the second game in two nights. Here's a free throw, no good. And North Ark did play last night, but they played our JV.
Yeah.
And it was 119-51. So, not quite the same thing.
I was going to say, bring that up, but yeah, it's definitely not the same thing.
Starks misses the first, makes the second, 64-54, 10-point ball game. We're still in it, and there's a lot of time left. Harris, backcourt, gives it across, breaks the time count with Hanami. Jonathan White. They go to a zone here. 1-2-2 zone. Someone's going to have to make some shots. That's all there is to it. Ergy in the paint, bounce pass across. Roach goes up, no good, got it back, missed it again. Saved by Blaine Harris. Lob it out to the point. Ball fake, and Jake dribble down, moves it outside to Jonathan White. In the corner, Sage. Three is short, rebound. Roach gets it, goes up, can't get it, got it again. No, it's picked up by Harris. And now he loses it, picked up by Jonathan White. In the corner, Jake Sage dribbles between the defense and gets away from people. Gets it across, Jonathan White, five on the shot clock. Crossover dribble, and that's going to turn into a turnover off the Grizzlies. Chaotic is what that was. I'll give North Ark some credit there. They kept playing defense and kept making the Grizzlies work for it. Sean Glass back in. Ryan Richardson is in. This is a pretty physical game. We're going to have some sore kids in the morning. Jaden Roach, Jake Sage, and Jonathan White all go out of the ballgame. Down the front court, Aiken up at the point. We'll shoot a three, no good. Richardson gets the rebound. Sean Glass, 10-point game. Still a lot of time. Left side. But that only applies if we start making shots. Richardson, left wing, Glass. Hard dribble, goes baseline, lobs it back outside. Ryan has it with 12 on the shot clock. Down the key. Hook pass to the corner. Ergy back to Ryan. 5 seconds. Spin to the middle. Hangs, shoots, and no good. Rebound. Lionel gets it over to Ergy. In the corner, Blaine Harris. Ergy loses it. Lost it, got it back. Lost it again. Lost it again. It's stolen by Akins all the way. Lays it up and good. They call been a technical foul or a goaltend. So the basket for Akins is good. Starks out of the ball game. So now down by 12 with 6:44 to go. Sage coming back in. Whitaker coming back in, and they'll be out there to do one thing, and that is get open and shoot the three. Richardson, bounce pass, low block. Lionel Kimwimba, bounces once, right-hand baby hook, no good. And rebounded by Porter. Out front, David Johnson. 6:10 to play, 12-point game. Huff steps through, puts up a runner, good. He's pretty nimble for a big kid. Nicholas Huff has 13. 68-54. And check foul on Akins at the defensive end for North Ark. That'll be a second foul on him. We have quite a representation of Springfield people here tonight.
Making themselves known.
One on a side. Here's the free throw. No good. By Ryan Richardson. .549 to go. 68-54. We'll talk with Jared Fay on the Grizzly post game when it's all said and done. Curtis will name our Don's Auto Service player of the game for the Grizzlies. Next free throw is good. Ryan makes it a 13-point game, 68-55. Ethan Smith in the ball game for the Grizzlies. He can really run the court. Guard the rim. Starks out front. Backdoor pass. Barry had it, lost it, got it back. Spins to the middle. Left-hand baby hook is up and good. Barry has 15 off the bench. 70-55. Whitaker, three at the point. Good. Riley Whitaker from downtown. Riley's got 13 points. 10 in the tap. Here's a steal. Lob over the top. Richardson, put back. Lays it up and good.
Back to a 10-point game. 70-60.
Still 5 minutes to go, and the Grizzlies, as Curtis just said, cut it to 10. And it'll be a full timeout. 5:04 to play in regulation. North Arkansas, 70. MSU West Plains, 60. And back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
4:57 to go, and the Grizzlies down by 10. A foul on that last possession for Northark. And that is the second foul on Sean Glass. Free throw for Huff. Nicholas Huff is good. He'll have another try. Next try for the big guy from Northark. No good. Rebound, Ethan Smith has it. Sean Glass, right side to the baseline. Kicks it back to Ethan Smith. Crossover. Good move. Left hand reverse. No good, though. Boy, that's a heck of a move.
Would have been a great one to finish.
Right wing. Starks has it. Now, Barry for a three ball way off the mark. And loose basketball. Last touch should be off Barry and North Arc, and it is. Ethan Smith will go out with Jake Sage. Blaine Harris, Jonathan White, Riley Whitaker, Sean Glass, and Ryan Richardson. That's the five right now. Ryan spins to the middle, ball knocked away, touch pass back outside. Three ball for Riley, in and out, and the ball taken in by David Johnson for Northark. 71-60. Out near the hash mark on the right sideline, David Johnson guarded tight by Sean Glass. Keeps his dribble, leans into him at the point. Over to Starks on the right wing, jab step, Barry stepped through and he got blocked. That'll be a foul on Riley Whitaker. That'll be his fourth. I think when this one's all said and done, unless we make a startling comeback here in the last 4 minutes, down 11, it could happen. But at least up to this point, one thing we can say about this game is the Grizzlies have been short on offense tonight, mainly because you're missing two of your better offensive guards. Akins out front to the right sideline, 8 on the shot clock. Northark with Johnson, kicks it on the wing. Holford with a big shot, no good. And Whitaker had it knocked away from behind, out of bounds. And it'll be off of Northark. Jackson Berry was going for that ball with Riley Whitaker and knocked it out of bounds. they'll get Isaac Porter back in the ballgame. Boy, he has been good for them tonight. He had all 12 of his points in the first half. 3:30 to go. We got to push the tempo up a little bit, boys. Ryan down the key, right-hand layup. No good. Rebound, David Johnson. .3:15 left. Akins holds near the timeline. Goes right around the screen, dribbles to the side, picks it up, kicks it to the point. Porter with a three. No good. Slapped out long and picked up by Northcart. Pass up ahead. Barry goes up for the shot. Partially blocked. Foul on the play. That'll be Riley Smith. So Riley Whitaker fouls out of the ball game. But he had a pretty good night. 13 points off the bench for Riley tonight. Sean Glass back in the ball game. 2:57 to go, 71-60. Jackson Berry. First free throw is good. Next try with the left hand. No good. Long rebound, Blaine Harris. 12-point game. Hook pass up ahead. Blaine to the far corner. Up fake for Jake. Jake Sage back to the point. White. Wrap around baseline. Up and under on the other side. Up and good by John Glass as he went clear underneath the basket. He has 10 points tonight. 72-62, 2:30 to play. Up the floor. Barry nearly walked with it. Catches, puts it up. No good. Tipped out. Picked up by Jake Sage. Grizzlies down by 10. Could cut it to 7 here. Jonathan White spins to the middle. Pulls up. 10-foot shot off the backboard. No good. Off the back iron. And rebounded by Northark. We should have pulled that out and shot a 3 is what we should have done there. Probably. 72-62. Aikens out front, guarded by his high school buddy. Jake Sage, I say high school buddy, I don't know, they may not be able to stand each other.
Yeah. They just went to the same high school.
They just went to the same high school, what am I thinking? Here's Barry, he penetrates, shoots no good, and I believe shot clock violation. With 1:43 to go, and a 10-point game, Grizzlies get it back.
Well, this lineup, the Grizzlies really don't have a post presence, but it's mainly all guards.
Timeout called by the Pioneers, 1:43 to play. And the Grizzlies trying to squeeze some points out of the last minute, 43, while trailing by 10. And a 1 minute timeout. Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
10-point lead for Northark. Grizzly ball in the backcourt with 1:40 to go. Looking bleak. Sean Glass up the left side in the corner. Catch and shoot for a three. It's no good. Put back, no good by Harris. Harris, it goes up again. Can't score. How many shots have we missed from 2 feet from the basket in the last four games? Too many. Northark comes away with it. 1:15 to go, down by 10. We'll have to come out and foul. Don't want to foul that guy. Now pass inside, stolen. Jake Sage with it. Great play. up the right side. Step over, three ball by Johnson White. Air ball, save. Nope, out of bounds off Blaine Harris. And this one is over. 102 to go. 72-62. Ethan Smith checking in for the Grizzlies. Full court pressure with Ryan Richardson, Sean Glass, Blaine Harris, and Jake Sage out there with Ethan. Here's the inbound play. They'll get it in to Johnson. We'll watch the shot clock and see if we can get a 10-second count here. Long up the floor. Good catch by Starks. He drives and they'll circle it outside very smartly. Sage reaches in and grabs Akins. And the foul is called. And I say from the reaction that they're not really that good friends.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they're both guards, so they probably wanted some of the spotlight themselves over at Kicker Creek. But I think Akins has a little bit of a fan club down here tonight.
Well, when Jake made his first basket, they erupted down here. Must be a Kickapoo entourage. Free throw, no good. For Akins, Grizzlies come back. Harris up the left side. Richardson stepped across. Three ball is in and out. 35 seconds left. Rebounded by Northard. Starks up the left side to Berry. He's going to go ahead and attack. And now a foul is going to be called on Richardson. First one on him tonight. The Grizzlies in the second half have scored 22 points. No good on the free throw by Berry. Back the other way now. Jake Sage leans over, shoots the three from the point, no good. Tip long, Jake chases it down. Gets it over to Sean Glass. He'll shoot a three. No good. Rebounded by Northark, 10 seconds to go. No reason to foul here. They're not going to shoot. And this ball game is over. North Ark has beaten the Grizzlies by a final score of 72-62. Now, Curtis Ballou, who is going to be our Don Zotto Service Grizzlies player of the game?
Got to give it to Jake Sage tonight for his performance off the bench, even though Riley Whitaker was right there with him.
A good choice. Jake Sage with 15 points. They all came in the first half. And he is the Don Zotto Service player of the game. And tonight is a reminder, winter is very close. Get your car ready for winter. That way you'll be ready for winter. Don Zotto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Post game with Jared Fay comes up in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don Zotto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, back with Coach Jared Fay, 72-62 is the final score in this ball game tonight here at the Civic Center. Northark goes to 6-5, Grizzlies slip to 4-7. What was the main difference between this game and last night in your mind?
We made more open shots last night. You know, the game's complicated sometimes, sometimes it's not. Northark made more open shots than we did. We missed a lot of lay-ins. You know, we wanted to attack the rim a little bit, and we were able to get to the rim, but we got to finish better and didn't have a good night shooting.
Well, it's not an excuse, but it's certainly a factor when you consider that if you don't have Javian Downey or Zaheem Jackson in the lineup, two of your best kids at getting the ball to the rim, and when you're struggling shooting the ball, a lot of the time you'll try to get the ball to the basket, draw some fouls and the like, and those are the two main guys that do that. Sean Glass is another.
Especially, you know, not having JV and Zim, like, we wanted to attack in transition, and those two guys are really good at that. You know, Javian's a burst of energy and gets right to the rim. And not only them scoring, but it's them hitting shooters in transition and just moving the ball. But definitely hurt not having them. But at the same time, you know, it was our freshman opportunity to play, and hopefully they learned a lot from that.
I thought our defense generally tonight wasn't too bad, but you have to take into account, you know, North Ark has got some length inside, and they can be pretty hard to guard.
Yeah, their bigs are good. We knew that coming in. They got three of them, you know. I don't know how everybody in our league missed on them, and they're all at North Ark. They did a good job getting those guys because they're all three guys who no doubt could play in our conference. They really score it. They're athletic. They play real physical. They're a really good ball club. We knew that coming in. We saw them compete with Southeastern Iowa and Northeast Mississippi.
Well, we had a week off between games here, or between this tournament and last week, and now we're going to have kind of the same thing going into next week. A lot of the time, this time of the year, November is so intense with games. We'll have played 11 games in the month of November by the time it's all said and done. Is it good to get a little bit of a break here and there?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, I can't help but think a few of our guys are kind of tired tonight, too. Just, you know, I don't feel like Urgy was quite his normal self. Got beat off the dribble a few times, which rarely happens with him. So we probably need a little bit of rest, also time to regroup and get back to practice and work on some of the simple things that we need to work on and get better at.
All right, Jared, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Arlen.
Appreciate it. Jared Faye, head coach of the Grizzlies. And the final again is 72-62. North Park with the win here tonight. Lee's scoring the ball game for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage, all 15 of his in the first half. Thus, he is the Grizzly Don's Auto Service player of the game. 13.9 for Riley Whitaker. He played very well. 10 of his 13 came in the second half. Sean Glass had 10 points tonight. And 8 points for Ryan Richardson. 6 apiece for Jonathan White and Urgy Hanami. 2 apiece for Blaine Harris and Lionel Kimwemba. And we were missing Javian Downey in the game last night, but tonight, without Javian or Zaheem Jackson, it was just too tall a hill to climb. So, North Ark goes to 6-5 for the year. The Grizzlies fall to 4-7. We're on the road at Newport, Arkansas next Friday night, and we'll have that game here on KDY when the Grizzlies visit the Aviators and play for the second time this year. Tonight, North Ark gets the win over the Grizzlies by final 72-62. For Drew Joyce, Curtis Ballou, Dylan Groves, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying good night from Joe Paul Evans Arena, Section 206.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.